Yud Dalet Kislev, 14th of December, Rabbi Meir Goldberg, The Confrontation.
To a discussion on Shalom Bayis, or how to deal with a difficult teenager. That's not the confrontation we are going to be talking about today. In fact, through all the parshas of Bereishis, I suppose apart from actual parsha of Bereishis Olam, there is a simple level one can understand pretty much what is going on in the parshas, starting with Avram, with Yitzchak, with Yaakov and the brothers. There's a very simple meaning. Obviously, without Chazal, we wouldn't understand fully what the Torah is telling us. But there is one parasha which we have, and it's in this week's Sedra, which is totally, without Chazal, it's absolutely impossible to fathom what is going on over here. Potter is talking about how Yaakov is preparing for his confrontation with Esav, and what he does to prepare the way for him for this meeting that he'd been waiting for 22 years. And the beginning of the parasha, where Yaakov sends Doroinos, he sends presents to Esav, that we understand. He prepares the camps, he dovens. And then later on, when he meets Esav, that we also can understand. But in the middle of the parasha, the Torah tells us there was an interesting episode. The pasuk tells us, Yaakov remained on his own. And somebody wrestled with him. Who this person is, the Torah doesn't tell us who it is. Chazal tells us who it is. Chazal tells us that it's Sarishal Esav. Whatever that means. Okay, and for us to understand, everything down here in this world has its counterpart, Lamala. The Sarishal Esav is a counterpart of Esav. But upon him, we still don't really, we have no idea what is going on. What is this wrestling match that Yaakov is having with the Sarishal Esav? And the Sarishal Esav sees that he couldn't overcome Yaakov. So he touches his kaf yerech Yaakov, and he dislocates the kaf yerech of Yaakov, Yaakov's thigh, v'yofkei. And he says, Shalcheni, send me. Now the Malach says, Yaakov's grabbing hold, wrestling with him. He's not letting him go. He says, send me ki ola shachar. And Yaakov says, I won't send you unless you bench me. V'ashalecho ki imberachtoni. So then Yaakov turns around to him. V'yoyim says to him, Mal Shemecha, what's your name? V'yoyim Yaakov, and Yaakov says, it's Yaakov. So the Malach says to him, Lo Yaakov yoma oishimcha ki im Yisrael. Ki sariso emelekim ve'anol shematuchol. That you won't be called Yaakov anymore, you will now be called Yisrael, Kisariso, because you have, Sariso means you have overcome, you've overpowered, you showed yourself above, in Elokim and Anoshim, with Elokim and with Anoshim Atuchal, and you have succeeded. What is this, what is going on over here? Very simply, what is happening in this parasha? So one may think, okay, it doesn't matter, this parasha, so I won't understand. I want to tell you something, in the whole of Bereishis, if there's any parasha which is relevant to us today, it's this parasha. And I'm not telling this on my own. If you have a look in the words of Chazal, but particularly in the Ramban has a halach through the whole of Sefer Bereishis, how all the events that the Ovos suffered, all the events of the Ovos, everything that the Ovos did, it was to prepare the way for the Doris. Later, Masa Ovois Simin Labonim, and the Ramban repeats this idea a number of times. In this short parasha, in the 20 pesukim from the beginning of Vayishlach, the Ramban mentions it three times. But not only does he mention it three times, he writes it as a hakadama to this parasha. What I would like to do is, in the short time that we have, is I would like to learn up this parsha like we would learn up in Koil, a piece of Gemara, using the words of Chazal and building from there a picture as to what is going on over here. I apologize, I will be reading a lot of source material because I think that it'll get lost in translation. So we will be doing it a lot from the text. I would also like to credit that a lot of the source of the shir that I've heard were, some ideas were from Ogadol Yoel. I heard from Rabbi Shapiro a number of shirim, and also Rabbi Menachem Gateshead also has a shir on this topic. And Bechlal, a lot of Sorim have some ideas, and I hopefully have put them together to come up with some cohesive way of understanding what's going on. So we'll start with the Ramban at the beginning of the parasha. Ramban starts off, he says, what is part of the issue of the meeting of Yaakov with Esau? So he says, Nechtava parasha this lo idea, ki hitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is avdoi, to teach us HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved his servant, uko'oloi, and redeemed him, yad chazuk mimenu, from those who are stronger than him. So Yishlach Malach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a malach v'yatzileyu, and he saved him. Ulamdenu, to teach us, oichu, loi botach, b'tzit kosoi, Yaakov didn't rely on his righteousness, v'shtadlu v'hatzala v'chol yicholtoi. But Yaakov did his shtadlus. That's also true, that we also not only but he says, v'yesh bo'oi drimas v'doyres. And this is the first time the Rambam tells us about Masa of Esum Labanim. There's a remez for the future generations. Whatever happened to our father with Esav, that is going to dictate, that is going to mirror our relationship with Esav in the future generations. And this is going to be our guide how to deal with Esav. We have to grab onto the way of Yaakov. We have to grasp with the three things that he did. The tefillah, the doyroin, the hatzalah, the b'derech milchama. For tefillah, for doyroin, you have to sometimes bribe the authorities with the hatzalah, the b'derech milchama. And levrach l'znatzim. So this is the introduction to the parasha. There's a third Ramban. I think I'm going to say the second Ramban last, because there's a point I want to bring out from that. The third Ramban is at the end of the meeting with Esav. And the Ramban is teaching us what actually happens if you don't follow the advice of Chazal. The Ramban brings a medrash. Whenever Rabbi Yanai had to go to Rome to plead on behalf of the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, have a salik lemalchusa, have a mistak about the pasha. He would read this pasha. He would read the pasha of Ayishlach. For I have a nasi v'merimoyin, and the Romans they weren't able to beat him. He managed to sort them out. Chadzman, one time lo yistaklba, v'nasiv v'merimoyin, and he accompanied some high officials with him. They went into Rome. He didn't reach Akoi. In those days, the Romans were already, they had to talk about Israel. He didn't reach Akoi from Yerushalayim. He didn't have a shirt on his back. He didn't look at his parasha, and that was it. He didn't make it. You cannot have a shaykhus to Edoim, you cannot have a shaykhus to Bnei Esav without learning of this parasha what we're supposed to be doing. And the Ramban says over here, he says, this parsha is the parsha of Golus. If you want to know where in the Maaseh of the Sumer Labanim is the parsha of Golus written, this is this parsha. Whenever he would come to go to Rome to discuss the words of the Tzibur, he was stuck on parsha zu lachachay atzas hazakin achacham ki mimenu yiru lachadoreis v'chein yasu. This is what the doreis will see, and this is how they should behave. That's the second Ramban. But the third Ramban, the second Ramban, where he discusses it, I find particularly interesting. The Ramban is discussing the Vayakilo Yochilo. We mentioned the pasuk that it says that the Malach wasn't able to overcome Yaakov, Vatakov Kafiyarech Yaakov. But he managed to dislocate his Kafiyarech, his thigh. something the Malach, there was a certain graft of the, that the Sarsh Esav had over Yaakov. So Rambam says, what is a remes to? So he brings a medrash of Rambam gracious Rabba, Noga b'kolat tzadikim sha'asidin li'ois mimenu zeder shal shmad v'inyan. Ki am'ur kula remes of the Reisav. This whole story of Yaakov meeting Esav was a remes shi'ir dar b'zar shal Yaakov. There will be a generation with the descendants of Yaakov. Yisgaber Esav aleihem ad shi'yakor v'lekakeh b'itzosom. There's going to be a time when Esav will almost destroy totally Yaakov. And he says, when was this generation? He says, this was in the times of Derach HaChachmei Mishnah, when there was terrible, terrible times, and there was murder and torture. But says the Rambam, V'akoyim sevalnu aleinu, v'ava aleinu t'ma sh'romaz v'yakov Yaakov sholim. That the remez, that in the end we overcame this, is that the end of the parasha it says, Vayova Yaakov Shalim. Now where does the Rambam put this remez that actually Klal Yisrael succeeded in overcoming Esav? He doesn't put it at the end of the parasha, where we find that Esav went on his way to Seir. He puts it at the battle, at this Vayova Kimo, at this fight with Sarsh Esav, where there was a Negiah B'Kafirat Yaakov. That's where the Maisa of a similar Bonim of winning Esav, of overcoming Esav, that's what Rambam puts it. The truth is that it's actually, I'm first to say for Chinuch, but I would like to read out before I mention Chinuch, there's an unbelievable medrash to reinforce this point that for us in Golos today, the Maisa of Simul Labonim was through this avak with the Sarsh Esav. It says in the medrash, in this week's parsha, it says, Vayitan Avram's class shall Yitzchok. Avram gave everything to Yitzchok. Baram, Rechloisev shall Yaakov. All trade, deals, success in Parnassah that Yaakov did, or the descendants of Yaakov, Lahoisa Elom Eisha Avak Shetafis Raglov. That came from the Avak under the feet. What Avak are we talking about? So Rashi explains on Vayyavik Ish Imoy. Yes, Vayyavos Yaakov Vado, Vayyavik Imoy, and somebody wrestled with Yaakov, the Malach. What's the Rosh of Vayyavik? So the number of Pshatim in the Rishonim. And one of the Pshatim is based on the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ahelu Avak at Kis HaKovod. That this wrestle with the Malach, it threw up Kivyachel dust until the Kis HaKovod, which the idea is, as we know, that the Surah of Yaakov was Chokuk al Kis HaKovod, and Esau was trying to somehow obscure that. But Kopanim, the Loshon of Vayyavik, the Loshon of Avak, that through the wrestling, there was dust being thrown up, yeah, through the movement that was going on. So the Medrash tells us that this, or any schusim came through the Avak of Tatsar Aglov. Kol pragmatia, any business, is b'schusim Avak. Rivazari Omar, Melchomois. Because everything that we have today is in that schus, is through the maisa of a similar bonim that Yaakov had and succeeded in his battle with the Sarsh Esav. And I would like to read you a Sefer Achinuch where he brings this out in an unbelievable way. The Sefer HaChinuch says as follows. He's discussing the mitzvah of Shleilech al Gidanosha. Now, if I would ask you, so, what does the Gid, why can we not eat the Gidanosha? So I think one would say, well, we know the Malach, he was Toka Kafir Yaakov, he actually made Yaakov limp, he was Sleil Ali Rechai, the Malach had some Achiza, and therefore, it was somehow a Pagam. That's what one would have thought. And therefore, Al-Kain, Lo-Yachub, Ne-Israel, it's Gidan Osher. Yeah, it was some kind, there was something, maybe it was lacking in the dough races, as we find the Chazal mentioned. So, if anything, the Negev Kafiach Yaakov, the Issa to eat, the Gidan Osher, Pashas comes from Chisorim in Klal Yisrael, not from a Maile in Klal Yisrael. Says the Chinuch, Mishroshi Mitzuzu, Kidesh Tiei Remez Li-Israel. This is a sign to Klal Yisrael. She'afal pi, she yizbelu tzoris rabbis begolios miyad ha'amim, miyad b'nei Esav, even though they may suffer many sorrows from Bnei Esav, Shibtuchim Shliyevedu, and La'olam Yamud Zara Mushmam, that Klal Yisrael will always survive. V'yovei lehem goyel v'yagolem yatzor. And he said, V'remez zehu, what's the remez in the eating, not eating Gadanosha? Lefisha yisim malach, shenilcham Yaakov inu shababa kabbalah, she yasar shel Esav. The Chinuch tells us he was a sar shel Esav. V'rabza le'okre liyakim le'olam, wanted to destroy him. V'le yocheloi v'tziare bin yeser hayarach, and he managed to be mitzar him somehow with dislocating his yarach. V'chein, zera Esav mitzar zera Yaakov. Esav is always going to be trying to harm Yaakov. But in the end, Klal Yisrael will have Yeshua commission with Tzinu, but of Shazach le Hashemesh. That we find with Yaakov Avinu that later on at the end of the parasha it says that he was limping, but the Shemesh healed him. Avayov Yaakov Sholim, that he was saved, and he says Kein Yizach Lona Hashemesh Shem Moshiach V'yirap Einim Tzarein V'Gadim. So the Chinuch tells us that this parasha, the fight with Yaakov and the Malach, where Yaakov was somehow was harmed but then was healed, that is going to be reflected in the Hatzlach of Klal Yisrael. Finally, we're going to come after Alon Golus. We're going to be saved from our Golus. And that is Nirmaz in Vayava Yaakov Shalim after this meeting with Esav. That means the Torah is putting the Maisa of Solomon in how Klal Yisrael actually overcome the fight with Esav is in this parasha of Yov, in this parasha that we don't understand. I mean, this parasha we don't understand, in fact, is Gantz Golus. All the 2,000 years that we've been through in Yitz Hashem, when Mashiach's going to come, that the whole Hatzalah and the whole Hatzlacha is through this fight that Yaakov actually had with Esav, and Yaakov, in the end, overcame. So I would like to, with a few minutes that we have left, perhaps explain or try to what exactly, what was this fight? And what is this Nitzachim? So now, we know, so we said the parasha begins, Yivosi Yaakov Levado, Yaakov was on his own, Yovik Ish Imoi, the Ish Osar Shel Esav, he wrestled with him as a shaka. So now, what's Yivosi Yaakov Levado? So Chazal tell us, what was this Levado? So Chazal Darshan, Levado is Lekadoi. That Yaakov left Pachim Kitanim. And he went. Yaakov had gone with his family and all his nechassim, and they had crossed Mavi Yaboik, and he had left some pachim tanim, some small, cheap earthenware vessels, pashas that were drinking utensils for the children, and he went back to get them. Why? What was it about the pachim tanim that triggered this fight with the Malach? Another thing as well, if you look at the Rashi, there's a very, very difficult Rashi in this parasha. And this is really the key to understanding the whole thing. In the middle of the parasha it says, so he was negeab kafiyarach Yaakov. So the Malach says, Shalcheni, please send me kiona shachav. Yaakov says, no, I'm not sending you until you give me a bracha. So the Malach says to Yaakov, what's your name? So he says, Yaakov. Vayomer, and he says to him, Lo Yaakov. Your name's not Yaakov. Yomer Shemcha Kim Yisrael. Your name is going to be Yisrael. Ki Sarisa Kim Im Ki Sarisa Im Lekim Im Anoshim Batucho. Why? Ki Sarisa. Sarisa means that you overcame people and you succeeded in that. What is going on? What is this discussion with the Malach about Yaakov, the name Yaakov, he's changing his name to Yisrael? And in fact, if we look later in the parasha, we just want to have a look, that later on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually changed the name of Yaakov to Yisrael. So what did Yaakov want here from the Malach? I'd like to read you a Rashi, an unbelievable Rashi. Rashi says that Yaakov said to the Malach, I'm not letting you go. Yaakov was grabbing hold of the Malach. Yaakov was winning over here. And he said, I'm not letting you go until you bless me. Berachtoni hoidei ala brachos. Be made for the brachas that Esav was being ma'arav. He was he was saying that Yaakov wasn't deserving of them. So Rashi says on the next pasuk that the Malach says to him, Lo Yaakov. This is the bracha. Lo Yaakov. Says Rashi, Lo Yomer Oid. We won't say any more. Shabrachos bo lecha ba'akvo remio. That the brachas came to you, ba'akvo remio is through deceit. Kiyam bisra v'gil upon him. They'll come to you in an official way and openly. V'seifcha. And the Malach told him, V'seifcha, and in the end, Shakash Baruch Hu, Nigna alech v'beiska. Shakash Baruch Hu is going to appear to you in beiska, and machlef shimcha, he's going to change your name, v'shomu v'archecha, v'ani sham eyev oid l'chaleh. So the Malach, don't worry, Yaakov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, later on, we're going to come to Beis Kael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to change your name, and I will be moided to you there on the brachas. V'zeh shekosuv, so that Rashi brings a pasuk in Hosea, v'yosar al Malach, the pasuk says in Hosea, that Yaakov was yosar al Malach, Yaakov was sar, he overcame the Malach, v'yuchal, and he managed, bocha v'yishanin loy, and he cried, and he begged with him. So, who cried? Who begged? Bocha ha-malach v'yishchan eloi. The Gemara says that the Malach cried and he begged Yaakov. Man yishchan eloi. What was this pleading that the Malach did? Beis Kael yimtzaenu v'sham yidaber yimon. We'll find ourselves in Beis Kael and over there we'll speak. Hamtin liyav shidaber yimon v'sham. Wait for me until we come to Beis Kael. V'lo yiratzu Yaakov. Yaakov didn't want. V'al kor choy hoid le'aleim. V'zeu v'yivarech oise sham. And that's why it says, Vayivarech Oisei Shom, they mentioned him there. This was before he came to Beis Kael. She is Chanin Lahamtin Vloyrotza. So, this Rashi throws up a very difficult question. What difference did it make to Yaakov whether he was going to be benched now over here or if he was going to be benched later on when he comes to Beis Kael? What was the difference? And the Malach seemed to be perfectly happy to bench Yaakov, that he should change his name. He said, I'll be moided to you on the brachas, but just wait. Now, it's the lashon of bocha. Now, bocha, defines a person's innermost feelings. The b'chia. That means that the thing that disturbed the Malach, this thing, he was bocha, the thing that disturbed him the most was being moided now on the brachas, that now he should change his name to Yisrael. Later on, he didn't have a problem. What was the big deal? What was the difference between now and later? To understand this, we need to spend a lot of time, but very briefly, there's a huge, huge difference between the two names, Yaakov and Yisrael. Klal Yisrael have three names, actually. There's Yaakov, there's Yisrael, and there's Yeshurun. Yeshurun is when Klal Yisrael, Yashar, everything is Klal Yisrael in the highest Madrega. However, there's Madrega of Yaakov, and there's Madrega of Yisrael. The Madrega of Yisrael is Kisariso im Anoshim v'melukim v'melukim v'anoshim v'tuchol. It's the ability of Klal Yisrael to rise above, that they are able to overcome, and they are able to succeed. That is the Mechina of Yisrael. That is Klal Yisrael when they're in their fighting mode, in their mode of achieving, in mode of getting there. Yaakov refers to a Lashon of Ekev. It's a Lashon of Akova, Mirmo. Yeah, it's deceit. Yaakov is the middle where Yaakov is on a much lower level. Reb Moshe points out, he says that the Yud of Yaakov is Yud Ekev. He says, an unbelievable remez, he said, we find in Oz Yashir, that Rashi there says that the Yud of Yashir is Olub Machshavtoi. Yud tells us that there's something going on in the mind. Yud of Yaakov is that a Yid has the ability to place his machshava from his head until his toe. A person can control from the most living part of your body till the most dead part of your body, the heel. That is the middle of, that is Yaakov. So Yaakov is Yud Ekev. Yisrael is there at that point when you're succeeding. Yisrael is Yaakov and Malostoi. If we go back to the parsha with the brachas, we find in parshas Vayetze, sorry, in parshas Toldos, that after Rivka told Yaakov to go and take the blood of Esau, prepare the tzayid, so Yaakov comes into Yitzchok and Vayigash Vayishakloi. So Yaakov comes close, Vayishakloi, and Vayorach Esriach Begodov, Vayvarchayu. That Yaakov, that Yitzchok smelled the Reach Begodov, Vayvarchayu. So Rashi says that this Reach Begodov was the Reach of Gan Eden. That came in together with Yaakov. However, there's a Gemara, and the Gemara says something else. The Gemara says, "Vayorach Esriach Begodov." It refers to not only Begodov, both are true, not only Gan Eden, but the Reach Begodov. When the brachas were being given, not only the brachas, Yitzchok was benching. Yitzchok thought he was benching Esav. The Mefarshim explained, why did the brachas have to come to Klal Yisrael? Why did the brachas have to come to Yaakov through this deceitful man? Why was it necessary? And their answer is, Shetan Sarim, one of the answers, is that Klal Yisrael is not necessarily going to be at its highest madrega throughout all the Tkufas HaGadlus. The Kavana was that even when Klal Yisrael is the Madrega of Yaakov, not in the Madrega of Yisrael, or possibly even when Yitzchok thinks it's Esav, that Klal Yisrael should also be zeichet to the brachas. And therefore, the pasuk is telling us, being Meramzas, this Reach Begodov, that once Yitzchok thought he was benching Esav, so not only were the brachas being chal on Yaakov b'malosoi, on Reach Begodov, Reach Gan Eden, the brachas were being chal on Klal Yisrael even in the Madrega of Begodov. And this is the key to understanding what's going on over here. I'd like to, very briefly, mention a couple of Chazalim. We find that Chazal tell us that there was a specific Ava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. Ki Och, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved Klal Yisrael, as Yaakov had this Esav Sneisi, Ki Ochu Esav LeYaakov. Even when Esav and Yaakov look the same, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still loves Klal Yisrael. And there's a Meridik in Medrash. The Medrash says that when Yaakov was going to go into Esav, so Yaakov said to his mother, he said, Hein ani ish sorry. Hein Esav ish sorry. Esav's a hairy person. I'm ish cholok. So he's gonna find out I'm a liar. So the Medrash says on that this is a remez to Klal Yisrael's the Shnei Seir Yom HaKippurim. What's the fact that Klal Yisrael has this kapara? Couldn't a Rebbe, even without tshuva, Klal Yisrael can have a kapara? And the Medrash says, an unbelievable Medrash. The Medrash says, Moshe lekavet v'kerach yo'im demastas ha'goren. There was a bald man and a person with long hair. They walked into a goren. A goren is where you thresh. Where you thresh wheat. Loads of bits of chaff. The chaff gets caught in your clothing, particularly if your hair gets caught in your hair. The hairy person gets everything caught in him. But the person without any hair, he just brushes off. That is the difference between Esav and Yaakov. That Esav, the ra in Esav is intrinsic to him. It's like nistabach b'saroi. Yaakov, a yid can do tshuva, wipes it away. And that is the ability of Yaakov. Yaakov can always come back. If you look at the parsha in Beis Kel, where Yaakov, where Shporchu was going to bench Yaakov, what happened? What was the introduction to that parsha? The introduction to that parsha was that Hastiras Olkei Anecha. In fact, that parsha was Vayita Yaakov Neder. We know that Yaakov left in Vayetze. So Yaakov said, "Im Yerlekim Imodi Shmatina Shmatim Chashet Teleh Shmurani Baderech Hazeh." Here, Vayita Yaakov Neder Leimo Im Yerlekim Imodi Shmurani Baderech Hazeh Asher Nechi Hoyleh. When Nasim Yilechem Leechu Beg Lingosh Shafti B'Sholim Beis Ovi V'Hoy Hashem Nila Lekim. Then Evan Azayis Hashetam Timat Seva. Later on in the parsha in Beis Kel, that's where was the Kiyum Haneder. That's what Yaakov was paying back. Now Rashi said, what does it mean V'Hoy Hashem Nila Lekim? That Klal Yisrael would be perfect mitchilah v'atzoyf. That is what happened in Beis Kel. In Beis Kel, Yaakov says, "Hasiras Olkei Anecha." At that point, it was a point when Yaakov said, any avodah zarah, anything bad we want to get rid of, we are now coming to the shleimus. That was the middah where Yaakov reaches highest madrega of Yisrael. Over there, the Malach said, I'm very happy to give you the brachas. On the madrega of Yisrael, I'm waiting on the brachas. But I'm not waiting on the brachas when you're Yaakov. That he wasn't masking to. When Yaakov was in the low madrega, when Yaakov went for the Pachim Ketanim, the Pachim Ketanim says, Rashi Shapiro, that refers to Klal Yisrael at their weakest point. He says that the Medrash, an unbelievable Medrash, may I go a couple of minutes? There's an unbelievable Medrash which says that there were 600,000 klovim under the Rishus of Yaakov. Why? Because there were 600,000 edreit sein. There were 600,000 flocks of sheep. It says, you see in the Medrash, that the sein of Yaakov, that's, the Torah tells us that the yontim of Sukkos is mikneihu otsa Sukkos. What Yaakov is doing in Beis Lavan, Yaakov was building Klal Yisrael. Whatever he was Isaac in, the tzoyin that we see from the Shishan Riboy, every tzoyin, that reflects in Klal Yisrael. The Pachim Ketanim says in Moshe, those were that chelik of Klal Yisrael, he says that's our door. It's a chelik of Klal Yisrael, they're already where we're further away. He says those Pachim Ketanim, those were the Pachim that Esau was saying, no, that they don't deserve the brachas. You went back to Pachim Ketanim, that's what I'm fighting with you about. The Shem Yisrael, that Esau was masking to. He realized that Klal Yisrael was open to the brachas as Yisrael. Nobody could come higher than Yisrael. But it's the Yaakov, it's that where Esau was fighting. But on that, the Torah is telling us, no, that in Golos, Klal Yisrael is Yaakov, it's Yud Akev. Klal Yisrael has the ability to take the Yud and turn the Akev and move it to Yisrael. Because the Shem Yaakov, we find by Avram, anybody calls Avram is over an Asay. Masha'in came by Yaakov, the name Yaakov remains. Because in Golos, when we're in a Madrega of Yaakov, that is still our function, to take the Yud and put it onto the Yaakov so that we can finally move to Yisrael and L'Osad Lovoi, when the parsha comes in Shleimus, for all the Mashiach Ha'atzir, Shpaitzar Esav, will talk to be to the final Shem Yishurim, the Meher of Yemenu. Amen.